The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 166. I'm your host, Tony Polanco. I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? It is Thursday.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up, what up?
Brian Manjoma.
Hey, guys. Did you miss me?
And Adam Vale.
Yo, anybody ever play that Call of Duty? Goddamn.
What's going on? Yes, we want to welcome Brian back. What did Brian? What did you do while you were gone? Because we made up some shit, but I forgot it.
I remember something. You were getting ready for the royal wedding. That's what you were doing. You're picking out your suit.
I was doing stuff I can't really talk about on air. It involved a suit, a tie, and going to Spain.
Oh,
so you're one of the Kingsmen then.
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, see, he's doing some James Bond shit right now, man. I knew it, man. All right, so yeah, we're here back once again. Sorry if you guys were waiting a little long. None of us got a notification. You may not even be in the chat room right now. Actually, we may not have anybody right now because nobody got a notification. I love it.
The notification hasn't shown up on my side yet, so
we have four heads.
I just put the thing on there. It says four, but I'm sure it's because
it's all of us. Hey, just got the notification. Fucking bullshit.
Is it also going on Twitch at the same time?
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
yeah, it goes on Twitch.
It goes on Twitch. Yeah,
because I didn't get a notification from Twitch either.
Man, I love.
You didn't get them from Twitch.
Your restream is fucking up.
It is. So I don't think it's YouTube. I think it's because if it was, then the Twitch one would have still went through.
Well, I got hyped for a second. I'm like, hey, somebody's in the chat. It's just fucking Carlos.
He's like, hey, guys.
I don't know how to do a Carlos impersonation. You talk too normal, man.
Just do like a regular accent, but with a Mexican twist.
I don't know. Yeah. See, and here's the funny thing. Coincidentally enough, I don't know how to do a Dominican accent. Isn't that something?
You just got to be real upset and talk real fast.
Yeah, like, you don't know.
Super fast. I'm like, what? Slow.
But I could do Mexican. Hey, man.
Yeah, but that's like you're like doing the stereotype impression.
Yeah, but I could do that.
Gonzalez humor.
It's literally fucking Cheech Marin. Yep. You're just doing an impression of Cheech Marin.
Hey, Holmes, what's going on? I could do that shit. This looks like... All right, we're going to wait a little bit. I'm going to vamp a little bit. Brett, he should be back on Sunday, I believe. He's coming back from vacations. Hey, there we go. Now we're getting some heads, man.
There you go. This looks like Game Boy Color, man.
Let's talk about that. Okay, let's go back a little bit. So today, I wrote a story about the Hyperkin's Ultra Game Boy, right? So I'm looking at this, I'm like, hold on. Haven't I seen this shit before? Cue Adam.
Here we go. Let me whip out.
Whip it out. Whip it out.
Take a look. 1989 OG Game Boy with a backlit screen.
Oh, shit.
This is the real deal. Okay? I got my Everlast card in there, so I have every single ROM loaded up on it. And that's it. I'm good to go. Just got to have some batteries. I got my charger, rechargeable battery set here, so I juice it up. Poop. Pop it in, and off I go. Now, the new model, well, the knockoff one, whatever they're making, I just took another look at some of these images. That's a Game Boy Color design because it's too thin. It has to be the thick one. The thin one is when they started doing the color. You know, so it's definitely not this model that they're trying to knock off. Maybe the lightish, grayish, whitish color that they call it, but I don't think it's this version.
You know, I kind of wish I had talked to you before I did that story because in the article I wrote, I speculated – speculated that it could possibly run Game Boy Color games, right? But just the fact that it's thinner probably means it can run them because it takes the cartridges. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the thing is that the Game Boy, there is really no different that much of a difference between Game Boy Color games and normal Game Boy games. They still are the same size and everything. The only difference is that it can do color on them, and it's like a limited color palette.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. It didn't even look that great when they did the color because it still didn't have a backlit screen. Yeah. So you really couldn't see much of it. You know, it was a pain in the ass. So I have a bunch of those too. I have like two colors somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, and then what it would have is like it also had a thing to colorize old games. So like, in other words, it had a couple of different color profiles that you could add onto games like Super Mario Land, which weren't actually in color.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty interesting. But I'm like, I've seen that shit before. So the new one has a rechargeable battery, backlit, USB, and it has like stereo, which is interesting because none of those games are in fucking stereo. But apparently they did that because they want like chiptunes guys to be able to use it because that's apparently a thing.
That's a thing. You know, and I was surprised when I saw a lot of comments. People were like, how come they didn't load ROMs on it and stuff? Like, that's how you get in trouble
for shit. Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah. That's illegal.
And if you really want it, I mean, that, like I said, I'll say the name of the brand. It's called Everlast. You can go get that card. You know, it's a little pricey, you know, but what it is it's the whole design, and it has a micro SD slot. So you could take any micro SD card, just connect to your computer, dump your ROMs in it, take that, put that in the cartridge, and you're good to go. You know, that's it. That's the workaround. You know, but hey, if it works, it works. It all depends on how it functions, if it reads it correctly. You know, that's the whole thing. Like this, my Game Boy 89, that's the original Game Boy 89. So it's going to play those games legit the way it is. Now, the way they're doing it, that's a whole other process because that's a whole new construct that's not Nintendo. So I don't know the chipset. I don't know what's picking up because we all know even if you're running ROMs on your computer, sometimes they don't run right.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, but that's the original ROM. Yeah, but you're using an emulator. So they have to be using some kind of emulation. I doubt if they're using the original boards or if they even have rights.
I'm sure they're not using original boards, but
like a knockoff version of it. I mean, there's certain things that they don't, Nintendo has patents on.
I'm assuming because, you know, they also make the Retron 5. I'm assuming whatever they do with that, they're doing with this, like replicating the hardware, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, but we'll see. I mean, besides that, I from what you said, I didn't even hear about that. But the price seems right. Just for anybody to just pick it up and test it, what, under $100?
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And, you know, the aluminum's nice and all that, you know, has some weight to it, apparently.
Aluminium.
Aluminiums. You know, by the way, G Megaforce says Tiger handheld all the way. Yeah, man, I remember that shit. Tiger
Come on, fuck that thing. That was a piece of shit.
Hey, don't hate, man. Do you remember those cabinets?
That shit. It was a piece of shit then.
Well, there was
shitty. That was amazing back then.
The competition they had was those mini cabinets that looked like arcade cabinets. Remember? They were like this big. They had
those things. Those things were cool, but I didn't hate. Yeah. I mean, like Popeye that they had on that. That was cool.
Oh yeah,
color and everything. But man, those Tiger handhelds are crap.
I like those because that was my first handheld experience.
It's literally bullshit quartz shit that's already in, like it's, I always saw it like being a giant watch. It's the same shit.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you don't really give a fuck about that. I enjoyed the fuck out of those.
What are you talking about? I gave a shit.
I didn't give a fuck. I was a kid.
When the 3DS first came out, was it the 3DS? With the two screen. I'm trying to remember. I think it was the 3DS. Or was it 3DS? But when they made it, the whole thing is, I remember when I first saw it, and they said, yeah, this is the new Nintendo. And I'm
it looked like a tiger toy, son. Remember that?
It looked
like
a tiger. Because I'm like, yo, the tigers used to do this. But I had a Donkey Kong versus Nintendo. Yeah,
me too. I had that.
What that was the Game & Watch.
Yeah. And then you open it up, and you had the two screen, and you would climb all the way up to the second screen.
Mm-hmm. Your Gunpei no Yokoi, man, all day, son. You know?
They went back in time.
It really did, man. All right, now that we have enough people in the room, we could start. And we were talking about Nintendo, so I guess that'll be appropriate because our first topic here is going to be about Nintendo, man. The Nintendo Direct dropped today. Now, this before we get into it, I just find this whole thing funny because Nintendo was trolling people. People were, like, waiting for it yesterday. Nintendo, they were just trolling them and shit. It was very, very funny, you know? By the way, I'm going to say this. GTA 5 was not announced for Switch. Remember?
Nothing people were talking about was announced.
Dark Souls was announced, just to be fair, but all that other shit, Adam, you're right. None of that. You know,
no Metroid announcement, none of that stuff. And then, of course, no the GT, none of that crazy firmware that they were talking.
Let me ask you guys this real quick. Again, before we get into it, why is it that? Why is it that?
Why bumps? Is it? Or, you know, want to squeegee my windshield? Yo,
man,
funk that.
All right, let me be real. Why is it that every Nintendo Direct, the hype for it is like E3 levels every single time, and every single time you do watch a Direct, it's always disappointing? But okay, so if every instance of a Nintendo Direct is disappointing, why do dudes always get so fucking hyped for this shit?
Why did they? This was the first time I've ever seen them call one a mini. They call this a Direct Mini.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Did they ever do it before?
No, this is the first time I know.
When I heard that, I'm like, yo, they're forced to do this. You know, I think the hype built up of this supposed 11th, and they were like, shit, we got to show something. Well, we only got this much done, you know, and this is for whatever later on. Well, then just to spit that, let's call it a mini and wrap it up. Let's give them something. Because that felt weird and rushed. I don't know. I didn't like it.
That's what she said.
I wasn't. That's what she said. Yeah, she's like, what the hell? Not you again. I'm going to go back to your brother. What?
But, you know. But anyway, let's get into the details. Chris, hit us with some facts, man. What did they show at this thing?
They show a lot of ports.
Too many ports.
Yeah, let's go down.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah, Chris, but the name of this episode is Portable Console.
Yeah, no, that's appropriate. Okay, so they started it with The World Ends With You.
Great James Bond movie, right, by the way. Great James Bond movie. Love it.
Yeah, except it's a 9-year-old DS game published by Square Enix.
David said it. It was like, after 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an old game. I beat that game years ago. You could probably find it for cheap. The mindset astounds me that I don't care what they did to port it over there. Like, how is this $60 full price game? This game is a decade old. You could play it right now, probably find a bargain bin, you know? And they're charging full price for it, for a remake. They could put that on the eShop. Like, I don't know.
Chris, by the way, you're going to love this part. It's apparently the iPad version of the game they're porting.
Oh, yep. My Lord.
Yeah, they probably already had done some enhancements for iPad, so they just took that one. Because, I mean, imagine trying to take the DS1 and putting it on something. It looked like crap.
They literally had to condense the game, a two-screen game, into a one-screen game. So they pretty much just took their whatever they had and just put it on there.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll just start things off. See, we were talking about this the end of last year. We were talking about what does Nintendo have for 2018, and we were just like worried that they weren't going to have much. And I keep saying momentum is built by the library. As long as they keep coming out with good stuff, like, they will keep having success, right? So Mario was a booster, and that's like bulls, and Zelda let it off. But I feel like they blew their load last year. And now this Direct doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence that they have big things going into at least the first half of this year, right? I mean, the only new game they announced on this whole Direct was Kirby. That was it. Mm-hmm. Everything else is a port, a remake. It's just, okay, so next one. This wasn't even a new game. They're just adding some fighters to Pokken Tournament. So all four of you that's still playing this game, you can buy some new fighters.
Yeah.
So
I think they said that was available now too. That right? They were like, "Oh, it's available now."
Well, yeah, because it's Pokken Tournament. It's already out.
The DLC.
Yeah, there's a new Kirby game, so that's the only new thing they announced for Switch. And I mean, it looks cool, but it's Kirby. So if you like that, then you know, there it is. That's coming out in March 16th, I think. There's a third version of Hyrule Warriors now, so they ported the Wii U version to the Switch, but they added the
DS stuff.
The DS stuff to it, and now all that is on the Switch. So, you know, if you wanted Dynasty Warriors with Zelda on it and all the add-ons, there it is for you, you know? There's two new games, Mario Tennis. So there's Mario Tennis Aces. So if you like tennis
or Rockstar, that's the only thing that remind me of table tennis, because they're so small and stuff. So I'm like, I can go with that. I can go with that.
Yeah, they're getting Yeast 8, so that's gonna come out on there. So that probably do fairly well, because you know, RPGs do well on it.
Yeah, and it's a relatively new game.
Yeah,
compared to everything else I was announced.
Yeah, it's multi-platform, so it's coming out on PS4 and Vita and the Switch, so you can take your pick. So that'll do. That I think that'll do somewhat well for them. There's a free update to Super Mario Odyssey, something with balloons. I don't know, I have flashbacks to Spider-Man 2. I don't
You
know.
know what that actually reminds me of? Because it's like an online mode where you can hide these balloons in different parts of the map. It totally reminds me of the online aspect of Gravity Rush 2.
Oh, interesting.
Literally, that's the same thing. You're just like, oh, you hide this thing on the map, and then they give you clues to find out where it is. Then you got to find it in an X amount of time.
So after that, they're getting a new SNK fighter with only the female characters from the King of Fighters games in it.
Yeah, and the one thing about that one is that it's all customizable, all the characters. You can just put all kinds of goofball outfits. But here's a fun thing about that trailer. If you've watched the Japanese version of that same trailer, literally all the girls are wearing like skimpy outfits. So they changed it for the Western edition.
Oh,
But as
sure.
far as I know, the game hasn't changed because you can customize them. But yeah, they're all wearing skimpy outfits in the Japanese trailer.
It's DOA Beach Volleyball, but you actually don't play volleyball, you actually fight. So you have that. If you want to take that on the go, that's fine with me. You do you, man. There's new characters in what? They put Donkey Kong in Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle. So he's in there. There's I didn't understand the Payday 2 announcement. Is this Payday 2 on there, or is it
It's
coming to something?
coming. And
Okay.
they have some additional stuff that they put on there.
Yo,
Okay,
man. Payday 2 came out 2013. And it's not even that great of a game. I played it. It's like, why are you making a big deal out of this?
The World Ends With You came out in 2008, dude. So
Yeah,
came out
I
really
mean
good.
yeah, Skyrim came out 2010, but it's the point that they're hyping up these old ass games, these ports of these old ass games, they're supposed to force feed us like stuff that we played almost a decade ago. You know,
Yeah.
it's like,
But here's the
come
funny
on.
thing about that. Not only are they bringing these old ass games, but people are getting hyped for this shit. I'm like, didn't you play them the first time around, guys? Come on, man. You know?
No, they're just like, oh my God, I never thought I'd be able to play these games.
They're
Yeah,
getting
right?
all
My
hype. Yeah,
handheld.
they're getting all hype for Dark Souls. I'm like, why didn't you get hyped for it the first time around, man?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know?
If
Back
you
on
really like
PS3.
Yeah, exactly. You could have bought so many different cheap consoles that'll play Dark Souls. You can buy an Xbox, a refurbished Xbox, for like $50 and play Dark Souls right now.
And I don't know in that announcement, it was just a little shot of a bonfire, right? The CG bonfire. They didn't show anything. So I don't know what it looks like on there. And I don't know anything about the
Well, it's
online
coming for all of
capabilities on
them.
the Switch. Yeah,
They
yeah,
can,
yeah. But
yeah, that's
here's
the
the
other
thing.
thing.
I know on Xbox and PS4, you will be able to play online. That's the beauty of Dark Souls is the, you have your jolly cooperation, invasions, all that stuff. Is Switch going to have that part? That's what I'm curious about. Nobody mentioned that, and these guys aren't going to think about that. But remember what Brett said. And when Brett comes in here hyped that he's going to play Dark Souls on the go, remind him how lonely an experience it was when he got on Dark Souls the first time and there was nobody to play with.
Oh shit, that's right.
So
I'm all
I'm
alone.
saying that right now for the future, because he will argue with me when he's back. But you cannot play that game by yourself. You have no summon signs. You have no little things on the floor to tell you to go left instead of right or watch your back or whatever. You're not going to have any of that. You're going to be by yourself. So,
So now the thing is
unless
that
they put online in there, and I didn't hear anything about that. And Bandai Namco is notoriously cheap. They don't fucking do stuff like that.
Yeah, so how were they there's one or two things that have to happen. They either removed it or they have some sort of goofball online strategy. And again, Nintendo has this is where or you know how many months off and they still have not talked at all about what their online strategy
Yeah,
is.
there was no mention of their online in this direct either. So we don't know what's going on with that. And if Bandai Namco puts in some kind of weird peer-to-peer network system, getting matches and playing online is going to be a travesty. Like they did that the first time, it was terrible. So if they try to do that on the Switch, it will be a repeat of last time, it'll be bad. So Unless they put their own servers in and get the Switch connected to them somehow, this will be a very lonely and bad experience for Dark Souls. Like, that's part of the charm of it, you know, the invasions and you cooperating with people so you can collect items and things like that. That's part of the charm of the game. You cut that part out, and I don't know, you're just getting tortured by yourself. That's not fun. There's the two indie games. There's what is it? FE? I don't know. How do you?
Who knows?
That sounds interesting. By the way, FE is the elemental symbol for iron. In case anybody cared. And then there's Celeste. That kind of looks like a Steam, kind of 8-bit looking side-scrolling platformer. And then there's I saved the best for last, because remember, Reggie made a big deal about this at VGX a couple of years ago. You guys are going to get a chance to play Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, you know? I know you've been waiting for that one.
They have Cool Kong, where the fuck his name is.
No, they got Cranky Kong. Yeah, they have Cranky Kong Ultimate Edition. Yeah, it's the Ultimate Edition of the game, right? So,
yo, these guys in the comments are funny, man. G Megaforce says the only hard part about Dark Souls for Switch is the frame rates. Brutal, damn, you know. But by the way, I knew this. I do need to say this. To be fair, though, I am actually excited to play Donkey Kong because I didn't play it on the Wii U, obviously. But you know, it belies the point that most of these are ports. You know, and we said this. We said they're going to have a lot of Wii U ports on Switch, and it's happening, man. You know?
Yeah, they're putting out of the library. So it just feels like filler, because the new stuff in this announcement is very sparse. Like Mario Tennis, whatever. Like, really, if you're going to get hyped about that,
who gives a fuck?
You're an idiot. Like, and Kirby is Kirby, like, people like Kirby, that's fine, but it's still a niche game. Kirby games don't sell well. Historically, none of them do. I have a bunch of them. I played a bunch of them, and I like those games. But a lot of people don't like. They don't have. He doesn't have the appeal of Mario and whatever by himself in his own games. So they don't sell well. But they still make them. Like, they still has a history. So that's the only new game that is worth a damn talking about in this direct. And that's coming out in March. They didn't announce anything else like new in this thing. Yeast is third party, and that's multi-platform. Mario Tennis gives a fuck, and SAK Heroines, like, okay, you get a fighting game, you know. And again, I don't know anything about the online. I don't know if it's local, if it's whatever. I don't know anything about it. No details in there. So that's it. This was a very sparse thing to start off the year. This doesn't build up my confidence about the prospects of getting new and powerful exclusives this year. I don't powerful, I mean powerful like Zelda powerful or anything. That's what you use to keep momentum. Remember, they started the fucking launch with Zelda. They started with the biggest selling game they had on there. So now everything is tapering off. And even Odyssey, you know, isn't selling like Zelda. So, yeah. And I was completely wrong about that. Like, I was like, I mean, well, Tony and I argued with Brett, like, Mario's really a system seller and it's a more accessible game, whatever. Turns out I was wrong about that. And Zelda took off and Mario tapered off, maybe because it took too long between them. I don't know what it was.
It could have been an anomaly in that case, because if you think about it, Zelda launched with a system. So the only game at that time that was worth getting was Zelda.
Yeah,
that's why it had such a high attach rate. People needed to play something in that system.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were going to be playing a 1-2 Switch on that shit, you know? Let's just be real.
I feel
here.
Really bad for people who bought that game, man.
They got suckered. To be fair, though, the attach rate currently is 60% of Mario. You know, 60% of Nintendo Switch users have Mario. 55% have Zelda. So that attach rate went down a lot for Zelda, because it used to be like 120%. I'm not exaggerating with that number, by the way. It was more, you know? But yeah, again, this is something we called out. We said, after Mario, what does the system have? What did they have in 2018? Everybody was so, like, just hyped for the system in 2017. They didn't stop to think about the future. We did. We talked about the future. No one listened to us. But now, look, this is the future.
We're like, hey, Eggard, think about the future.
Like, my thing that I'm wondering is, this is going to be the pattern for the rest of 2018. Are we going to just see nothing but ports, old ports, okay? Not even like last 2 year ports, you know, older than that. And is that it? Because I'm saying, I don't know if this can support anything modern, you know, at least when it comes to like the AAA games.
No, I can't. I mean, I know Wolfenstein 2 is coming next month, I believe, but I'm going to, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I think this year is going to be very sparse when it comes to new AAA games, right? Yeah. I think we're going to get more ports than anything. And you know what? Switch owners are going to be happy with it. Look at the reaction to this.
A lot of people, every time you hear about a new game coming, people are like, how come they didn't announce a Switch version? People are expecting, you know, Xbox, PS4, Switch, Steam. Xbox, PS4, Switch, Steam. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, that's the, I was talking about myself, but you're actually 100% right about that. When, like, we're talking about new games in general now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about we're probably not going to get new Nintendo games. That's what I'm saying. I think we're going to get more ports than anything. Go ahead, Carlos.
To Adam's point.
To
Adam's point, like we do hear a lot of those people, but we also hear the people that eat up whenever they hear Dark Souls is coming to the Switch or whenever Skyrim was announced to the Switch, or the possibility that people are dreaming about GTA coming to the Switch. So like you know that like they're port hungry now. Like there's a lot of those people that a megaton for them is a port, an old port going into the Switch, and that'll satisfy them.
I just wonder about that because I mean, if you're really that into those games, then you must own them. And then you must know the type of experience that they offer and how limited it's going to be on a Switch.
Yes and no. So a lot of them haven't, like, for example, Donkey Kong. A lot of people are hyped for that.
Well, that's different. That's in-house. I'm talking about, like, these ports from, like, third parties, big titles. Like, even, like, the Dead Souls, you know what I mean? Like
Dead Souls.
Whatever. Fucking Demon Souls, Dead Souls, Dark
yeah,
Souls.
No, I don't expect, Dark like, Souls. You know, if you're going to see Anthem on this shit, Anthem ain't running on that, you know? Let's just be real here.
I mean, we kind of said this before. It was like, it's a lot of these companies are going to just keep dipping their toe in, which is just taking old games and just putting it on there because people apparently just porting a game that's been like, that's 10 years old or more is just as good as putting new games on there.
Yeah. By the way, quick shout out to Richard Bailey, who's in the chat. He goes, we need a new Smash Brothers. Actually, yeah, we need a Smash Brothers on Switch. And I'm like, you know, the only Smash Brothers you're going to see this year is probably going to be a port. It ain't going to be a new one.
I think that's what's happening. It's just they're going to take all those games that nobody bought on the Wii U, and we've said this before too, that they're just going to take all those old Wii U games and just stick them on there.
Yep. Watch that. Agent for Switch is coming, right, Barry? Oh man, is there anything else about this Nintendo Direct? It was just another one of these Nintendo Directs that was just bland, you know?
It's a big disappointment, even for those who were hyping it. They really can't be too thrilled, even with the Dark Souls announcement. It still didn't live up to anything that people were hyping. At least I thought we were going to get some firmware stuff, like just to say something about it, even if it wasn't the whatever we saw. Nothing. Or even like we said with the network. What about the network? They said 2018 we're going to hear about this network. Nothing. So what? So it's not finished, or they have no clue what the hell they're going to do with it, or they just scrapped it all together.
Who knows? This is man, Nintendo. Seriously. Who knows, man?
One question. Go ahead.
Why? No, I'm just saying. You would think. No, I'm just saying because the fact that they called it a mini. This is why I keep thinking about it. It's like they called it a mini. It felt rushed. That this was not supposed to happen. This part was supposed to be part of something much larger, and they didn't have time to do much larger. And all this buzz and all this shit was coming out, and they're like, "Can we show whatever we have now? Yeah, we got some stuff. All right, put a package. Call it a mini." Because I mean, this felt cheap.
That describes. Every Nintendo Switch Direct or whatever Nintendo Direct, they all feel cheap. Let's just be real here, man.
So when is the next like big... I mean, I know sometimes they announce these Nintendo Directs kind of sporadically, and they give like maybe like a week's notice or 2 weeks notice before they do them. But has there been like a set date when they're going to announce anything? Like, or have, because it's like, are we... Because they don't even show up to E3 anymore, right? So
they usually have a direct during E3, but as far as when the next direct is, anybody's guess. To be honest, who knows? You know, Nintendo just gives you a couple of days' notice at least. Then that's it. I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
But remember this firmware, the last firmware that we got for the Switch, which I think was the only one that came with the whole recording and all that stuff, that was just dropped. They didn't hype it or anything. It just came out. So if we do get anything, I think they wouldn't even hype it. I think they would just drop it.
All right, yeah, we'll see, man. All right, let's move on here. Again, not much shit happened this week, so it's just some random stuff I picked up. All right, so this came out today. PUBG on the Xbox One X sells 3 million copies, man. So people are buying games on Xbox. But again, like we said, this is a game for Xbox, guys. Got shooting in it, you know?
Well, let's pick up the whole pattern for all these games that are selling that a lot of people aren't expecting. Like even with the ones on the one with the mental disorder that's on PlayStation. Yeah, what's that, Hellblade?
Hellblade, yeah, yeah.
$30 is a sweet spot.
Yeah,
man.
That's people, right, cheap.
People are cool with paying $30, even if they're going to play it or not. They're like, yo, $30? Yeah, I could swing that. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's going on here. If you put this at a $60 price, like regular games, no one's buying this shit. But $30, they'll pay $30.
Yo, let me ask you, so not only would they, okay, if the game was $60, right, do you think people would be more critical of it?
Of course, because it's one mode.
Yeah.
It feels incomplete. People bitch now when they take out a store, or the campaign mode, or if it's just all multiplayer, or they decide to take out multiplayer, they bitch at 60. Adam, but if you put it at 30.
Remember people were bitching about Titanfall 1?
Yeah, damn right. See, when Titanfall 1 came, and they're like, what the hell is this? But if you think about this, technically was a story there. They did something that was innovative. I still haven't seen that, where they linked like a story with the multiplayer. Remember, there was cutscenes. It was all this crazy objectives and stuff, you know, and it was like one long side. You played the good guys, and then you played the bad guys. It was weird. It wasn't your traditional campaign. But yeah, people bitched. They're like, $60 for this? And I was like, okay. Fine.
Yeah, so you think that's what's going on with PUBG general, right?
Yeah. I think that's what was going on with PUBG on PC. You know, you got all your boys all hyped on it. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not ready to buy another game. Well, it's $30. Oh, if you go on Green Man Game, you can get it for $20. What? $20? Okay. You know what I mean? People, it's a cheap game. It's a cheap game. You know, it's an easy sale as opposed to telling somebody, yo, go pick this up, $60.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely that's a factor, you know. But again, also goes to the fact there's nothing to play on Xbox right now. That helps too.
And then there's a hype. I'm sure there's a lot of people that maybe they're just casuals and they just keep hearing a lot about this PUBG on PC and was like, oh, it's on the Xbox. Like, you know what? Let me check it out.
Yeah. When what's up, OBJ? He goes, when a $30 beta sells more than your own exclusives.
Oh, drop the mic.
You know? Shit, man.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not. I don't really have much more to say about that. I just find it interesting that Xbox finally has a hit and it's not one of their own games. You know, what about you guys? Any thoughts on this game selling? Actually, let me throw you this question: how many do you think it'll sell?
Who knows,
on
man.
Xbox?
Now, the question I have, this is a question I have to link to all of this: is this a console seller though? Is this pushing consoles? Are people buying X's for this or S's for this just to play it? I would rather like to know that information.
Well, yeah. if there was a console seller in this system, it has to be PUBG at least.
Yeah, exactly. Because
did they do a bundle? I don't know if they did a bundle.
No,
I
heard they were going to do a bundle. Apparently, by the way, I can't confirm this because it hasn't been released yet, but apparently, even though Switch did win December NPDs, Xbox did beat PlayStation. So maybe PUBG helped, maybe, you know, but we'll see next week when the NPDs officially drop. But apparently it's Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, right? And what dropped in December, PUBG. So maybe it is a system seller, low key, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, Gears of War, I think, sold 3 million in its lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's freaking Gears.
Yeah, Gears. This is Gears 4, right? You're talking about, Carlos?
Yeah, Gears 4. Right. Yeah,
and this Gears is, what, a month? The game's been out a month, you know?
Not even. Like,
but again, that's less than $30.
Yeah, price, yeah, point. Wasn't it the 13th that it came out?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're 2 days away from that, basically, you know? Hey, yeah, I think Adam's right, though. $30. You know,
$30, man, that doesn't hurt, you know. And then if it's one of those word of mouth things that spreads and everybody's talking about games and stuff, like, oh, you can get that, yeah, when I save some money, I get paid and stuff like that. But when you say, yo, it's only $30, I'm like, oh shit.
Hey, this is Throwdown, man. We have a word for that. When it hits the zeitgeist, people will buy it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is I think a lot of times these companies have to realize that, you know, if a game is good, it doesn't matter the price. You can get away with selling $30 games, and I wish there was more instances where we did have games like that, and not just an online game that has only one mode, or a shorter campaign or something like that. Like, why can't these things exist?
Yeah,
alongside the $60 big experience.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But again, we've talked about this before too. Gamers are kind of to blame. They think a $30 game is of lesser quality than $60. Granted, in the case of PUBG, this is true, but in the case of Hellblade, it is not true. Yeah, you know,
true.
Very high quality game. You know. All right, unless anybody
else wants to... Self-published, right?
People still complaining about the length of that game.
Yeah, this would be pity. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, so I think we discussed a long time ago when PUBG was first announced as kind of like a console exclusive. And I guess it turns out that this was a good deal for Microsoft.
Yeah, it was.
So good for them.
G Megaforce says PUBG remaster for the Switch.
That's 10 years, probably.
But you heard that they said they want to bring it to the Switch. They were like, hey, we're bringing it to all platforms. Yeah. We're bringing it over to the iPads and Androids. And I was like, are you crazy?
Man, you bringing that shit to the Ultra Game Boy, son.
Yeah, bring it to Ultra Game Boy. That's right.
Now that they're pulling a Dean. Howard Dean, right? Like, he's like, it's coming to Xbox. Yeah, it's coming to
Yeah, it's coming to PlayStation. It's coming to Switch. It's coming to Game Boy. It's coming to 3DS. It's coming to Vita.
I heard that. I thought it was funny, but I didn't think it was like career ending. Yo, I couldn't believe how people were attacking him for that. I'm like, yo, he's passionate. Yo,
he was a front runner, and that ended his whole.
I don't get that shit. I don't get it.
Yeah, coming next month. Throwdown Politics, only on YouTube. Yep.
I remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger was running it. He said some cheesy one-liners from his movies, and people ate it up. I'll be back.
And he's like, remember, I'll be back. It's like,
running. He's like, all right, everybody, get through the chopper. He did all that shit, and nobody got on him over it.
That shit is funny. Anyway, let's move on, man. So, okay, this is funny. So, I think this was late last week, right? Rumors started swirling around. Actually, no, excuse me. It was the weekend. This is why I didn't hear about it until a couple of days ago. Over the weekend, rumors started swirling around that the Coalition, not the site, the developer with the C, the Coalition who make Gears of War games, was working on a new IP, right? All the Xbox guys obviously went crazy, right? Only for Microsoft to come out on Tuesday to go, yeah, nope, they're just working on Gears of War. They're just working on Gears of War.
But the thing about the whole situation is, what did you think that developer was going to be making? They're going to be making fucking Gears of War until the fucking company goes under.
When they created that whole division, they said that was the whole purpose, to expand the Gears universe. So, I mean, we're talking maybe a pinball game and maybe a chess game. You know, everything Gears of War, just slap that label on it. And that's what they created that studio for. That was it.
Yeah, so like, I'm not doubting they're going to make a new game. It's just not going to be a new IP. It's probably, like, Adam, you imagine they make Gears of War, but like Contra. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Make it like Contra, make a board game type of game, you know, do all kinds of crazy. RTS, do it.
Yeah, but, this goes back to what we were saying. It's like, if you're on a system that's starved for exclusives, you're going to go hype for announcements like that. But these guys were very, very upset. It was pretty funny, actually. You know what's going on, the truth, you know. It's like, yo, but here's the thing. I think we need to rename this show Throwdown Told You So, because what have we been telling you guys? These motherfuckers ain't working on no other games but Gears. That's it.
That's what the studio's designed for. Their head is the guy from Gears.
And at this point, it's just hard to imagine Microsoft taking the risk of not releasing a Gears of War game like within like a 3-year cycle. They need those, like, Gears of War is like one of those titles that's consistent. Like, it'll sell like a few million copies and it'll keep the conversation going.
Well, especially with 343 coming out openly and saying that there is no Halo for 2018.
Oh, that's right.
Damn. Yeah.
They said no Halo this year, so don't even get hyped on that. So They need something else. Think of their main three exclusives, which is Forza, Halo, and Gears. You already knocked out Forza. Halo's just been confirmed to be a scrap, so then you just got Gears.
Are we getting a Forza this year?
You think so? Another Horizon?
Yeah. Horizon 4.
We just got the new Forza one that just dropped.
Yeah, but every year, Adam, you know this, man.
Yeah, but I don't. It's toward the end of the year. That's not going to hold up.
Yeah.
We need something now.
Hey, we do got something now, man. PUBG. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, there's not much more to say about this story. I just find that very interesting how these guys just went so crazy over that shit, you know? Like, damn, man. You guys need to either get a Switch or a PS4 to play games, man. You know?
Hey, man. I would have liked that if that would have come true. Like, I understand why a lot of Xbox people were kind of hyped about this because, I mean, the Coalition is a pretty good developer. Those Gears games are pretty good. So,
you know, I got into this discussion with a coworker of mine. We were talking about this whole situation with Microsoft. And, yeah, they don't have the IPs and stuff. But what if they went and bought some older IPs that other developers don't use? For example, EA with Dead Space. What if they said, hey, we'll buy that off you? With Skate and bought Skate.
But the problem with all of it is that it all needs development time. It all needs development time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, even if they did buy it now, they would have had to already been working on something in order for it to be even viable. Or, hey, we're just going to have to wait another 3 to 5 years, you know, for a new title.
But at least people would know, you know what I mean? Well, they got this now. Now we know they're working on something. I mean, you know, even the Tony Hawk name, you know, revive that shit. Buy it off of, you know, whoever fucking owns it out. I think Activision still owns it. And be like, all right, well, we'll get a studio together and do something. Do something like that, because right now there's nothing. There is nothing. And if they're not coming out with new stuff, then revive some old shit that did work.
Yeah, but that, like Manny said, you need developers to develop for them too. Like,
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They got to get their own studio though. They got to do something like
that. Yeah, they need studios, because the ones that they have currently, like 343, Coalition, Turn 10, like all of those guys, they already know what they're doing.
Yeah, those are brand specific. Yeah, they already. That's it. They don't have any just, oh yeah, this studio here does a little bit of everything. They don't have one of those.
Yeah, Rare is making Sea of Thieves, but they rarely make any games anymore.
They're
living up to the brand name, man. That's all.
Yeah, hey, listen, you got Sea of Thieves, though, so there you go. That answers your question, Adam. You know, that's coming in March, apparently. You know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Crackdown 3.
That's right.
Whenever that comes, there's no date for that. It's coming eventually.
Hey, man, there's no date for God of War either.
Yeah, that is true.
I think it's March.
Well, it's going to be March. It's going to be March. You know, that's God of War month.
I had a vision when I was sleeping, so.
Did it sound like this?
It had the original God of War voice actor. And he told me, coming in March.
Like, when they hire me again to be Kratos, you will get this.
Hey, Adriana, what game do you have on Switch? She says she only has one game. What game is that? Is it Zelda, like everybody else?
1-2 Switch. Yeah.
You know, tortilla. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about, this is funny. Again, I'm just picking this shit up off of Twitter. So, again, going back to what we said about NPDs and stuff, right? So this is what Aaron Greenberg had to say. He goes, thank you, everyone who helped support Xbox One this holiday. NPD Group just reported our highest Xbox December console share ever. Looking forward to big 2018. What's a console share? I'm asking you guys. I've never heard this term before.
Nope. Making up more shit.
Yeah.
Alternative facts.
What the fuck does this mean? And you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I don't know this metric. I'm only assuming he means out of in the market right now, out of all the Switches and PS4s and Xbox in the current gen in the market now, that they have the biggest part of that pie ever in any generation. That, I don't know. That seems suspect to me. Everybody's coming out with these suspect numbers, man. What the hell?
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense, though, because remember, last year Nintendo wasn't prominent, so they would have at least had close to 50%, and this year they have two other competitors. They have the Switch, which won December, and they have PlayStation 3.
or PlayStation 4.
Yeah. By the way, this is what Aaron, because by the way, I got to give this guy, and I got to get this man on Throwdown. My man, Puerto Rock. You know, he goes, he replied to Aaron Greenberg, based on this tweet, I have a feeling the number one selling console is either the Switch or the PS4. Aaron Greenberg replies with, I was trying to just thank folks for supporting us and the incredible success following the launch of Xbox One X. But yes, Xbox outsold PS4 in December for Generation 8 consoles, according to NPD data, while Nintendo also had a great month as Switch had most overall units. So that's what he meant. But that cryptic other shit, I'm like, what the fuck? Console share, you know?
I'm pretty sure he's not even counting Switch as part of that.
Yeah. Like, he should have said, yeah, we beat PlayStation, but Switch beat us. That's what he should have said, you know?
I think he's trying to avoid all that because, remember, they weren't saying shit for a long time, and they don't want to be one of those, ha-ha, we won this year, we won this year. They don't want to do that because they know they're going to lose the next one.
Yeah, I just find that, again, because Microsoft at least once a year comes out with these, like, weirdo statements, and you have to, like, divine with tea leaves and shit. Like, what did they mean? You have to consult the Oracle. You don't got to figure out the fuck like, they're talking about.
Oracle, would you tell me what the Microsoft brass has just said now?
Yeah. What's going on, Silver Sky? And no, Death Stranding ain't dropping this year. Get out of here with that.
Ain't happening.
That shit ain't happening, man. You know,
despite Kojima leaving that little thing on IGN saying, oh, you know, he's disappointed that people think that Death Stranding's not coming out when they, you know, around when they think it's going to come out. You know, Sony supposedly said that they're moving fast. I'm like, you know what? It's going to be I feel like just like most people, it's going to be it's going to take Kojima time to make it. It's done when it's done. And I don't, you know, to be honest, it doesn't matter. It'll be out eventually.
Yeah, because he, like, I think a week or two ago, Kojima posted a picture of like late night working at the studio here, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is different. Like, he usually posts things of like, I just watched this movie or I just visited like this game show or whatever.
Yeah, look at what I'm eating today.
Here's the one thing about Kojima is like, you know, he is the big game director, but officially, he doesn't actually need to be there at all times. If he's already gotten his direction notes in there, right? All he needs to do is, you know, he has to just wait for everybody to implement it. So what does he do? Sit in the room? You know, what does he do? You know, and a lot of the stuff he could be out of the office and still answer questions about the game, right? So maybe now he might be actually playtesting the game. Who knows?
Yeah, by the way, OBJ brings up a good point. He goes, if I'm not mistaken, which you're not, Xbox hasn't won an NPD at all in 2017. Fact. That is a fact. Especially if this December one is true. Yeah, they didn't win any NPDs at all this last year. Ain't that something?
I think right now Damien's melting to the floor.
Oh, shit.
So, man.
Oh man, it's crazy. I'm just looking at I'm fluffing it up because we're almost done with the show. Chris Jones says, would you consider a hunger strike until the release of Shenmue 3? No.
No.
That's stupid.
What?
Why, you know? Makes sense. I mean, in general, hunger strikes never make sense. It's like the other person's hungry, not you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Go tell Yu Suzuki you're not going to eat till the game comes out. See how many fucks he sends back to you.
You know?
I think the only time I ever really worked was for Gandhi. I think Gandhi got it to work, but he was important. People cared about him. Nobody wanted to see Gandhi.
Yeah, I think that's what it's like. If nobody gives a fuck, he's like, yeah, I'm going to hunger. Yeah. Like, okay, go ahead. I'm gonna sit in front of you and eat a cheeseburger.
When what's his face? I forgot that the guy who did it in Puerto Rico. When he was arrested in Puerto Rico. He went on a hunger strike.
Al Sharpton, it's like, yo, you're fat, bro.
Al Sharpton, it's like, you know, dude, you kind of needed to go on a hunger strike.
It helped your health.
Yo, have you seen Al Sharpton? He lost a lot of weight, man. Yeah, like, it looks like somebody stretched him out. You know?
They said he got sick. Something mm-hmm. happened. And so, mm-hmm. you know, usually when you get sick, stuff, you know, you start losing weight.
Yeah, it looked like somebody just stretched him out, you know? That shit is funny. All right, and the last thing I want to talk about, because we did talk about this shit last year. So Mad Cat is back, kind of. Oh, you know,
hey, you're missing the big news though—the big release.
Was that
the remember Assassin's Creed Rogue?
Oh yeah,
remastered, confirmed. That's legit.
Yeah, that's great, but, you know, okay, cool.
Tony's like, yeah, that's great. I played that game about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But, and you know what? You and four other people, because that came out at the same time.
Actually, I didn't play it at all, but I have it on PC. I've had it on PC for a while now, you know?
But the, I
thought you played it on 3.
No, I didn't. Why would I do that? That year I didn't play any Assassin's Creed games because your Unity came out too.
That's the thing. That was when they did that weird split where it was like, oh, we're going to release on the older consoles this exclusive game, Rogue, and then you're getting Unity that's going to be on the newer consoles. So a lot of people didn't play Rogue at all, and that was a continuation of Black Flag.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. It's a good thing that the game's coming. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, okay, cool. You know,
they just didn't say the price, and I really hope it's at that sweet price we just talked about of like 30 and under.
Yeah, but anyway, let's go back to Mad Cats. again, I don't understand this whole thing with Mad Cats. It's like for a while they became really huge, but I'm like, I remember them for having those shitty ass controllers back in the day.
They had crap controllers, man.
You know, and like apparently, you know, they said that they're gonna focus more on like quality over quantity. Yeah, but it's Mad Cats, you know. But hey, more power to them, right? And the first things they're coming out with are I don't think I have keyboards, but they have like a new mouse, some other shit. I'm like, yo, make some gaming stuff, man. You know,
that probably costs money for them to do. At least with their high end, when they had that those fight sticks weren't cheap. They were
Those were actually good, from what I hear. Their fight sticks were actually pretty good. But yeah, Mad Cats, you know, and it's run by the same people who used to run Mad Cats back in the day, or not back in the day, before they bombed, you know, because they were doing accessories for Guitar Hero. I always get those games mixed up. Rock Hero or Rock whatever, Band. Whatever the fuck. Okay. Rock Band.
So if they're making Rock Band,
No. Remember that's what brought them under. They were doing peripherals for Rock Band, and then the whole music craze died, and that was it. You know, that put them in a big hole. So they try to come back with these weird...
It was for the new ones. Yeah, it was for the new ones.
Remember, they had a $300, like, transformable, mouse pad. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Nobody trying to play that shit, you know? That shit is funny. But yeah, Mad Cats, hey, more power to you, man. Although I will recommend Hori and Scuf controllers over them. They make good products. I'm just saying, you know? All right. That's gonna pretty much again slow news week, and plus no Brett here means a short. So let's get into what we've been playing. I'm gonna go first because I've purposely been on a gaming hunger strike. Even though it's not a strike, I just, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me just take a break from games for a while to focus on like other shit, mostly comic books. But your boy, I can't say what game it is, but your boy just got a big game from Capcom that's dropping at the end of the month. Wink, wink, wink. So I'm going to be playing that
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, the hottest game ever, son. So I'm going to be playing that for the next 2 weeks. Boy, ooh, your boy is hype, you know? So that's what I'm going to be playing. But right now I'm not playing anything. I'm just chilling, you know?
Does one of the actors in the game sound like this? I will destroy you with my powerful power.
Sure. Sure.
Sound like that?
All right, I don't know if the game has actors, but you know. Anyway, Manny, what about you? Played anything?
I've been chipping at Okami for a little bit here and there. It's a fun game. It's kind of one of those games that it gets you once you start. You're like, hey, I'm going to play a little bit. Oh, shit, it's 4 a.m. So, yeah, that's all I have going on right now.
Cool. Chris?
I went and got the... DLC for Resident Evil 7.
Oh shit!
Yeah, end of out of here. Yeah, because Manny reminded me. It's like, oh, this old guy's like punching.
What was it called? It's like Last Something.
End of Zoe.
End of Zoe. Like, so I was watching. Like, I was watching a little bit of it. I'm like, oh my god, it's just about this old guy who punches the zombies.
Yeah, that's all he does. It's not exaggeration. His main weapon is his fist. Like, he literally punches them, and he does combos, and you know?
What the fuck?
And he also has these makeshift spears, so he makes these spears to hunt alligators, and you can throw them through the zombies and shit. It's hilarious.
I saw there was, like, he had, like, a sneaking move thing. He's like, he sneaks up on like, one of the zombies, and he's like, take that, you bastard! He breaks their neck so hard that their head explodes.
Yeah, he rips their head off, and he sounds like Ric Flair half the time when he does this shit. Like, he's going, like, you know, Nature Boy on these guys. Woo! He's like, yeah, he loves food, rips his head off and shit. It's hilarious.
Oh man.
Like, I mean, I was, you know, for a while I was thinking that Resident Evil forgot about that silliness, but no, that's Chris Redfield punching rocks level right there.
And it's funny because all that stuff is locked in that guy. You play the Chris Redfield DLC, and it's like, this guy needed to stay on the steroids, man. He can't do shit. He can't even lift up a door anymore. I'm like, man, he's getting too old for this shit.
Damn. That's crazy, man. So what about GTA? Did you go back to that?
I'll need help because the Doomsday Heist. Got all
the good, because that's the thing. We should do it, but it's just so much shit you have to get before you can even play it.
Oh, I'm set up. I got the facility and
So why don't we do this?
Yeah, we can. Like, whenever you guys have time, we can do the because I want to get to all the Doomsday Heists. I mean, I got the DeLorean, I got the Stromberg. That's the submersible car, and I bought the Akula, the new helicopter. So I got that unlocked, but I never beat the thing. I never got to the end game. Never got past the server mission.
So with the DeLorean, can you like fly around, literally fly with it?
Yeah,
like
it takes off. It flies and floats around like the one in the movie.
Holy shit. Do you see a bunch of people with that? Like, is that something you see now in the world?
No, because you're an easy target. I mean, like, you're flying around in a car. It has front-mounted guns, but it's impossible to aim at someone below you, and someone could just point up with an RPG and just shoot you out of the sky. What these guys like to drive around is the Oppressor, which can also fly. The motorcycle, you take off, but it has a missile launcher. So that's what you see flying around.
Yo, I've been hearing, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but, like, someone told me that people are, like, launching nukes now?
Yeah, we talked about $500 nukes, man, yeah.
Yeah, you have an orbital cannon in the game, in the facility, you can... Yeah, it's $500,000 to shoot one off, but people are just griefing other people in the game. You can't do anything about it. If they shoot an orbital cannon at you, it's going to hit you. You're dead, yeah.
And then when they drop these nukes, though, when they start hitting big areas, it's like... everyone's affected. So if you were doing a mission or a transport or something and putting time... It doesn't matter. Everyone's dead. It's all dead. It's time wasted, money wasted. It's done. That sucks.
Yeah. That's crazy. Anything else, man?
No, that's it right now.
Cool. All right. Carlos.
Well, other than the obvious, nothing, actually. I'm pretty much like Tony right now. I haven't really been playing anything. This is kind of a time where I get to catch up on a lot of anime. So that's what I've been doing. And also, I kind of want to, like, by the time like the mini game again in January comes up, I want to be hungry, man. I want to be I want to be ready to play games. Yeah. So
didn't you get the new Assassin's Creed though?
What happened?
Did you get the new Assassin's Creed? I could have swore you wouldn't.
Assassin's Creed Origins?
Yeah.
Nah, I never got it. I wanted to get it. I was looking for it on special, and I found it like it was like $30 or something, but it was sold out, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not getting it then.
So what was the last game you bought? Like, new game? Because you bought something new, and you were like, oh, yeah, I got this new one.
I bought Okami HD. I don't know. That's not considered new, though.
That was something. Was it Wildlands? I think it was Wildlands you were telling me you were going to get also.
Oh, yeah. I told you I was going to get that, but then I forgot what I decided not to get it at the end. I forgot why. But, yeah, I asked you about like how Wildlands is, I think, right? I don't know. Sometimes I confuse like conversations with different people.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Okami was the last thing I bought, and yeah, it's still in the wrapping.
Okay. But yeah, Carlos, that was my reasoning. So I'm like, I want to be hungry for games again, you know. But the game I got now came out a good time because I'm not doing shit. Usually when I get like big games, it's like, fuck, I got other games to play too. But good time, man. Good time to hunt. Oh no. I'm teasing motherfuckers, man. All right. Brian, what about you, man?
Surprise, surprise. I've actually not been playing much Warframe. Instead, I've been playing a lot of Need for Speed Payback.
Nice. How far did you get, man? As a game, I had to drop playing because I had to play other shit. But I like that game, you know?
Tony, it's an all right game, but damn, EA fucked up this time. Like, the microtransactions and loot boxes are bullshit.
Did it get really heavy? Because, again, like I played the first, like, 5 or 6 hours, and I didn't feel that stuff was intrusive. Does it get really bad the further you go in?
It just feels like... Okay, like... The whole thing about like them having like the car levels, and then like you have like a certain level for like each race, and it feels like you don't earn enough per race to like get to like the next race. So you either have to replay the old race like once or twice, or buy the pack, which comes with like the car packs, like upgrade your car. I'm just like, I can see how this can get some bullshit, and especially if you can't have cards that are like universal across all cars, or not even like the same class. Like each car is like any card that you unlock or upgrade that you unlock for that car is only for that car, and that's it. So it's kind of bullshit. Like
that does sound like bullshit. Yeah,
I'm like one of those guys that likes get like 6-7 cars and then just upgrade them all to the max. Whereas with this, it seems like to do that, I have like played so many races, and it's like I'm not going to do that. Like I'm not going to. So yeah. I'm kind of annoyed at EA about that. It also feels as bad as Star Wars Battlefront in that, like, progression is just grinding to a halt, and I'm not a fan of that. But apart from that, it's actually quite fun. Like, it generally is quite fun. Story is, like, it's Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious. This is Blue Yours, Fast and Furious.
It's weird, though. It's because you're, like, the chauffeur for a little while because you got busted or some shit. Because I'm up to the mission where I have to let somebody win a race, and I refuse to do that. That's
oh, you're still really early then.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
super
you're like
early.
Early on. Like,
yeah, you barely started the game. Yeah, you barely started.
Yeah, I only did like three races, and then I got to that one. I got invited to that race, and then I was like, I'll get back to this one day.
Damn.
Yeah, that's like the setup for like the whole story. Long story short, betrayed, followed by revenge and some other stuff. Yeah. You hijack a truck. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was great. Fast and Furious.
That truck moved fast. I was like, how is this truck going as fast as I am, especially like in these bends? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm here like drifting at like 140, 160. Like, this truck is like going faster than me, like in the bends. I'm like, that's not how trucks work, man. What the fuck's this? But no, it's good fun though. It is. It's literally just good arcadey, stupid, like dumb fun. It's brilliant.
So did you decide to ram those trucks when they got ahead of you?
Oh no, it was like a what was it called? Like an 18-wheeler truck. So it was just like, you know how like in certain like racing games, you can get ahead of like the opponent because you're not allowed to. It's like one of those moments where like no matter how fast I was going, the other truck that
you couldn't pass it. It was to keep you in the story, you had to
stay behind. Exactly.
I was like, I understand why they do it, but sometimes it looks really dumb, especially if like you're decent at driving. It's like, yeah, I'm actually like going max speed with turbo on, and it's like the car's like, whoop, nope, you can't catch me, I'm too fast. I'm like, what the fuck? And then you go out of the tunnel, and then suddenly it's like, oh, you can catch me now. I'm like, in game, man, how's it work? Yeah, it's good. It is just good, hard, stupid fun, you know. So yeah, just turn your brain off, and it's good fun. Yeah, I'm actually going through that. I did play some Infamous Second Son. I completed and got the platinum like before Christmas or New Year's.
Nice.
That was actually pretty damn fun. I see what Rico meant by the last power and how you can like traverse the world. That was pretty cool. And also the evil ending also was quite cool as well. So yeah, exciting stuff. And that's about it.
Cool. And Mr. Adam.
For Switch, I was playing Guns, Gore, and Cannoli. That's a fun one.
Man, you made that shit up.
No, I didn't.
That's a real game? What the fuck?
It's like Metal Slug, but better.
Better than
I
Metal Slug?
I said it to you guys before when it came out. It came out like a few weeks ago.
And cannolis?
Yeah, cannoli.
What the fuck? I never heard of this shit. But anyway, tell the people about this game, man.
Yeah, it's like Metal Slug. You start off, it's, it's hard to... you start off with like a Goomba type of, hey, here we go, we're going to go with zombies and stuff. It's crazy. Anyway, these zombies come, you get different weapons, you shoot at them. They move slow, just like in Metal Slug 2, they come at you. There's spitters, there's throwers, there's some running ones, and you get different weapons. You get a flamethrower and all kinds of stuff, and you got to kill them. And there's different levels. You fight on a boat, you fight sailors, you fight, there's a story with it too. I don't want to give away the story, but it's a good story. But it's all related. Basically, like you're like this mafia guy, and then now the zombies coming around. And every once in a while, you'll find cannolis, and that gives you health. And he's like, wow, this is a tasty cannoli. You know, so it's a fun game. Then on PS4, a lot of Call of Duty multiplayer. You know, trying to get my second prestige. And I think I'm 43 or something like that. 42.
You getting that plat?
No. I'm not going. I'm not getting that plat. It's all the multiplayer that I'm doing. I mean, I guess I could if I went to play the story again on veteran and do some of that stuff. But I just
Some of those parts that you showed me, remember you showed me you're trying to beat, those things would seem impossible on veteran.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. That one, there's a trophy for that one to shoot down all the planes when you're doing the AA. And then there's another part where you're in a bomber and you got to protect the other plane. No, you're protecting the bombers and you got to protect them and you got to shoot down all the other planes. You know, it's a bunch of those type of things. So I don't see myself getting it, but I'm hooked on the multiplayer, man. Every time I jump on, I'm like, oh, I'll play. Like I said, I have AC to play on there, the new one. I got Wolfenstein. I have to finish that one up. I'm halfway through on that. Payback, you know, as you heard, I'm early in that one. You know, so I got a lot of other stuff. But, man, every time I jump on, and even the Division, I got some buddies who are like, yo, I thought we were getting – that's the one I'm working on the plat. I'm only missing two trophies for the Dark Zone, and then the rest is just, you know, collectibles on the regular zone, and which is nothing. That's just finding shit. You know, and then that's it. Then I'll have the plat for that. You know, and I got buddies that are saying, yeah, let's jump on. Let's finish that up. So, but every time, if I don't see them on, I was like, I don't even send them a message. I'm like, nope, going to
Call of Duty. You don't see them on. You're like, Call of Duty.
That's it, Call of Duty. And it just, I don't know what it is. You know what it is? No, I do know what it is. It works because when you jump in, there's a headquarters. And headquarters, once you go in, every time you sign in, you get a certain bonus for signing in consecutive days, right? So you get XP bonus for that. Then you go to your mailroom and you get $100, right, in-game money just for showing up that day, right? So every day you're getting $100. Then you go and you get those tasks, daily tasks, and those give you rare loot boxes. That gives you, you know, money, $300 here, $400 here, XP bonuses and stuff. So you're like, oh, I'll just do a few matches because most of them are just win one match, a kill confirm, win a team deathmatch, you know, simple shit. There are some that are grindy, which is like, you know, win 50 multiplayer matches, you know, or kill 75 people with headshots. But most of them are quick. So you're like, yeah, I'll just bang these out. Next thing you know, you look at the clock and you're like 2 hours in, you know, and you've just been playing. Now I got all these weapons. I got every shotgun unlocked. I got all these perks, all the attachments. You know, it's just fun. And I just keep leveling up my Division. I keep leveling up my guns. And, you know, and it's just, I'm hooked. And I like it. And then on the 31st, you got the new maps coming. So that should be fun. But yeah, I got a lot of stuff. But yeah, people go pick that up. The Cone, I think that was only like $9 on the Switch. Guns, Gore, and Cannolis. It's also on PS4 and Xbox and Steam.
Crazy. Anything else?
Motocross Maniacs. Still playing that on the Game Boy. I can't beat level 4, track 4. That's one I could never beat even as a kid. So I still play that one. And hopefully one day I'll beat it.
Back in the day when them games was hard.
Yes, it's hard. There's no save. That's it. You die, you start all the way from the beginning. Done. There's no code to the start. I remember when Mike Tyson Punch Out had codes. I'm like, yo, this is genius.
Mm-hmm.
What? I could. And then even Metal Gear. Yeah, and then Castlevania or Mega Man with the balls. Remember the little ball? And then you could just get a Nintendo Power magazine and it had a bunch of little ball things in the back so you could see and you could just skip through levels.
By the way, unrelated, but I have a question for everyone. What do you think is going to happen when gaming journalists start trying to beat Dark Souls for Switch? Where are they going to compare it to?
They're going to say it's the Dark Souls of Dark Souls games. They're going to say it's the Demon Souls of Dark Souls games.
Are they going to say it's an ableist game too because it's so difficult? It's on a Nintendo system. It should be easier. And I could see the dumb head pieces now, man.
Where's my easy mode?
Nintendo missed an opportunity here. Yo, if they do that, watch. It's going to happen, man. Nintendo missed an opportunity here to make the game more accessible.
Nintendo. All right. Like it's Nintendo's fault.
Come on, son. You know it's going to happen. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, $9.99. Just real quick. That was $9.99.
Yo, do those cannolis have chocolate chips in them?
I don't know, but those
Manny,
are good.
You know what I'm talking about.
Those are good. Everybody knows those. Yeah, those are good.
Those play cannolis, man.
There was a Valencia that was in the on 2nd Avenue or something I used to go to.
Probably still there. It's still there.
Probably.
Man, you're not going to have no unlocked frame rate on the Switch version of that shit, OBJ.
Well, maybe if they turn off all the effects on the game and just give you like flat...
It's just polygons. yeah, but yo, by man, the way...
This shit can run at 4K at that point.
By the way, I'm you know, the one on PS4 is going to be, you know, 4K and all that other shit, you know? Mm-hmm. What's going on, Kevin G? Sorry, you're about to miss the show, buddy. Actually, you did miss the show. You're about to wrap it up. You know? Also, by the way, not to, like, self-promote, but I need to do this just to get motherfuckers on the channel, because I am actually doing other shit that's not gaming-related on my personal channel.
Tony Yo, man, Polanco. What you doing?
I'm right now I'm mostly talking about comic books, but I probably will have guests in the future. As a matter of fact, I already have a plan with Manny here and my boy Jeffrey, so we're gonna have something cool, you know. But yeah, go over to YouTube and Tony Polanco is my fucking name, you know. Check out some comic booky stuff, man. I put a lot of work into those videos, but I probably won't be doing videos like that anymore now because I'm not gonna have time for that, you know. Mm-hmm. The last video I did 7-8 hours to put that shit together, you know. It takes a while. You know, people think it's easy to edit videos. No, it's not.
No, it's not. But I mean, the thing is, you know, what you do is you set them up. You don't need to put them up right away. You just get a couple behind you and then put them up. You know
yeah, I mean? Exactly. So, go. Hey, thank you, Kevin G, man. Subscribe to Throwdown. Appreciate that. So, yeah, you know, since you may not know, we will be back on Sunday for throwing your questions. So if you want to ask us shit for that episode, please leave us the questions now, you know, in the comments section. You know, dudes are gonna
on
forget.
The previous episode the previous of Throwdown Your Questions.
Or the one that's up now, the one that's live right now at the time of this recording. Mm-hmm. It's episode 165, man. You know? All right. But again, we tell people every which way and they still get confused. Where do we leave questions? All right, man. Let's just wrap this shit up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTubes. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Damn, man, where's my Rockstar table tennis? Yo, it's 2018, man. We should have already had a 2, a 3, a 4. What the?
And Brian Majoma.
Later, people. Enjoy your games.
No, I missed that outro, man. I missed that outro. All right, man. We'll see you next time. Hopefully, we'll have bread on Sunday. We shall see. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Peace.